It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the offering plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, to God who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. And our brother Victor Laurel will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 340, Nearer, Still Nearer.
Thank you, Joe. Why don't we turn to our first hymn? Good morning, everyone. Thank you again for fellowshipping with us this morning. Let's turn to our first hymn, number 340, Nearer, Still Nearer, and we'll sing the first and the fourth stanzas. Savior near to us. Why don't we turn to our second hymn, number 402, Faith is the Victory. Faith is the victory, not our faith, but God's faith. Why don't we turn to our last hymn, number 449, To God Be the Glory. Amen. Let's all rise and sing number 449, To God Be the Glory. Thank you, Pastor Tomlinson.
Thank you very much. Pastor and Raquel do continue to send you their love and their blessings. They are enjoying the warm weather and the water, and I'm sure all of it, we'll hear all about the conversations when they get back. But let us pray unto the Lord. Paul writes and he says, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us acceptable to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. We stand in awe, Lord, of the greatness of your love and the greatness of your forgiveness, that though our sins are great, your grace is greater, and we rejoice in that. And stand in awe of that. And we do pray for your hand of blessing to be upon us and upon our family and friends. And we lift up the struggles that are before us. We pray for Thelma McDowell, who is not feeling well today. We pray for our granddaughter, Amber, and her daughter, Rhonda, who are sick as well. We pray for Fred Mills and for his healing from the surgery of his neck. For Maida and Christine Vatune dealing with cancer, pray for your healing of them and your comfort in the challenging days and months ahead. And we pray for Mike Kong as well as he continues to heal from his surgery, and that you would strengthen these people by your divine presence and spirit to rest upon you and rejoice in you, even in the midst of trials, temptations, and turmoil. We pray for your hand of blessing upon our pastor, that you would, and his wife, you would strengthen them as they are resting and recovering, and that you would encourage their hearts to come again and serve in the work of the ministry as you have called them until you move them on to your next position and calling. And we thank you, Father, that you have placed us here, that the word of God reigns supreme in our hearts and minds, and that we would pursue after the wisdom and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for your hand of blessing upon our missionaries, for Carl and Ruth Knott in Sevilla, Spain, Eusebio and Marixa Perez in Malaga, Spain, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, and for the informed choices in Gilroy, for Daniel and Miriam Lacey in Portland, and Fred and Carol Lewis at the Worldview Center, also in Portland. Bless them with the power of the Spirit of God to encourage their hearts and to encourage the hearts of those that they speak to turn to Jesus and to listen and to follow after the Lord Jesus Christ. that in holiness and righteousness, lives would be renewed in you and hope restored in the hearts of the hopeless. In the name of, and we in Christ's name. And Lord, we pray for your blessing upon the offering that we're about to receive. Use it for the furtherance of your kingdom and of your gospel. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of Matthew. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1060. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of the servant was moved with compassion and released him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their lord all that was done. Then his lord, after he hath called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou begged me. Should not thou also have had compassion on my fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his lord was angry, and delivered him to the torturers, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. Blessed is the word of God. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the freedom and the privilege that we enjoy to hear your word preached. We're not dismayed by the events and circumstances around us, but are not cast down because our hope and confidence is in you, knowing that you are the sovereign creator of all things whose promises cannot fail. We thank you for your mercy in giving us the scriptures which reveal the life-saving truth that you are the just and the justifier of those who have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We acknowledge our total dependence on you and rest in the certainty of your faithfulness, delivering us from darkness to light and bringing us into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus, in whom we have redemption and forgiveness of sins. And we pray now for your faithful servant, our teacher and pastor, Greg Tomlinson. Bless him as he comes to speak the life-giving truths from the scriptures. Give us and those listening on the radio and internet and CD understanding, so that we may not only be hearers of the word, but also doers of the word. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Will you please be seated? Pastor Tomlinson.